And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard starting off the program was a brand new album from Timber Tambor. It's called Sincerely Future Pollution. And you heard a track called Blue Nuit, and it's a French word that I'm obviously butchering. But anyways, one of the kind of real moody tracks that kind of has this real nighttime, almost cinematic feel. And this is the sixth album from Timber Tambor, and it's out on Arts and Crafts Records, which is their, I think pretty much all their albums have been on there, except for their very first one, which is, I think, just an independent release, which then got reissued by Arts and Crafts Records. You are listening to Canada Post Rock. Anyways, I'm going to be with you until 10 to 11 p.m. tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff. If you want to call in and request anything or get a rundown on what I just played, you can call 604-822-2487. And you can also head to our website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts, playlists, and all kinds of stuff like that. So in the next hour, we got a pretty wide variety. Later on, we're going to hear tracks from some kind of louder stuff from Career Suicide, something from Ensemble Economique, a couple tracks from some Constellation releases coming up, and that's what we're going to start out with. We're going to hear a new album from Constellation from an artist named Saltland, and Saltland is the work of a cello player from Montreal named Rebecca Foon, and she's been involved with a lot of different Constellation artists. She's been involved in Silver Mount Zion, as well as the group called Set Fire to Flames, and a lot of these groups, they kind of operate as collectives, and she's one part of the collective. Anyways, she's got a new album out called A Common Truth, and I played it a few weeks ago, and it's really, really cool stuff. You can hear a different track on this album, something called A Common Truth is what I had picked out, if I'm not mistaken. Oh no, actually the track is called This Other Place, and so we're just going to hear this track, and then we'll get back to you, because it's a little bit not super long, but kind of long. So we'll just hear this. Then we'll get back to you right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is brand new stuff from Constellation Records. This is Saltland.
Future.
that was something from a track from the new Saltland album. That was a track called This Other Place, and it's off the album called A Common Truth, out on Constellation Records. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got a pretty wide variety of music, like I said, but we're just going to keep going on the path of music from Constellation Records, since it's such a great album, or a great record label, and it's very fitting on the Canada Post Rock Show. You're going to hear a new release from Joni Void, and they got a new album out called Selfless, and, well, I'm not sure if it's they, I think it's kind of operates as a collective, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to check out a little bit more, because I just remember checking out this album recently. It's actually the work of a single guy. Anyways, his name is John Cousin, and he previously put out stuff as Johnny Ripper, I guess. But anyways, Joni Void has a new, I think it's his first release on Constellation Records, and it's called Selfless. You can hear a track called Cinema Without People. And then after that, you can hear something from Sarah Lipstate and her... well, she goes under the moniker of Noveller, and she's been put out a few albums since, I think, 2009, since I first heard about her. I got a record from the No Fun Productions record label, and she's a filmmaker, artist, as well as a drone and ambient guitar player. And she has toured with, I think she's done a lot of work with Iggy Pop lately, and she has opened up on a tour for Helium currently. She's doing a pretty big tour with Mary Timoney's recently reformed Helium. She has also opened up for, I can't remember what it was a few years ago, but anyway, she came through Vancouver and had the chance to see her opening up for, name slips on my mind right now. Anyways, Sarah Lipstate has a new album out, and it's called A Pink Sunset for No One, and you can check it out at noveller.bandcamp.com. You're going to hear a track off of it, you're going to hear the title track of the album, A Pink Sunset for No One, and this was just released on February 10th, and I remember hearing about it a few months ago, but I haven't had the chance to play it yet, so I'm actually really excited I can fit it on this set. So, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Joni Void, followed by brand new stuff from Noveller. Thank you.
must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
But... offer itself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Noveller, a track called Another Dark Hour, is taken from the Pink Sunset for No One album, and that was just released, well, a couple months ago, and it was put out on the, actually, I'm not sure what label it came out on. I'm gonna have to look that up. I know she's put out stuff on the No Fun Productions record label. Prior to that, you heard something from Joni Void with a track off of a recently released album out on Constellation Records. You heard a track called Cinema Without People, and it's taken off the Selfless album. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. So if you're familiar with the band Suicide, you may be familiar with one of the two members, Martin Rev, as well as Alan Vega. Martin Rev's the keyboard player and has forged his own solo career and has done a lot of albums, very kind of almost industrial sounding, kind of similar to Chrome is what I feel they sound quite a bit like. But Martin Rev has a new album out called Demolition 9 that came out back in May. It's a 34-track album, and it's quite long, so we can hear a track off of that. Let me see what I had queued up. Something called Now. And then we're going to hear another Martin Rev track. Let me see what I had. Album off of that came out in 2008 called Les Nymphes. You can hear a track called Narcisse. And this, I'm not sure what label it came out on. I'll have to look this up. Anyways, you're going to hear something from the Atlas Realizations record label. This is the new stuff from Martin Rev called Demolition 9 right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Something from the legendary Martin Rev, a track from a 2008 album called Les Nymphes. That was a track called Narcisse. And prior to that was brand new stuff from Martin Rev. New album is called Demolition 9. You heard the track called Now. And that's a couple tracks of Martin Rev of Suicide, who's been putting out music since the 70s. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're going to keep going with some more kind of spacey ambient stuff. You can hear something from an artist named Ensemble Economique. It's a kind of drony player, I think from California. He's got a new album out, something called In Silhouette. You can hear a track called Gonna Get Right With God right after this next cigarette. And we'll just hear this track and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ensemble Économique.
Thank you. By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Ensemble Économique. Track is called "Gonna Get Right with God." Right after this, Cigarette. It's off the album called "In Silhouette." And, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. We've got about 20 minutes left on the program. And up next, well, usually I play a range of music, but sometimes I'll hit a lot of loud bands. And we're going to change it up from what you've been hearing the past little while, and we're going to take a left turn and get into some real loud music. You're going to hear a couple of hardcore punk bands, and then we'll get to some grindcore and louder stuff later on, if we could fit it in. It all depends if I could fit it in. First of which is a new album, Into the Station, from Career Suicide, a punk band out of Toronto, out on the Deranged record label. They have a new album out called Machine Response that came out back in February. You're going to hear a track off of it, something called Suffocate. And then after that, something from a couple of hardcore bands, one of which called Final Exit. And Final Exit, they have an old album called Yumiya that came out, I think, back in 97 and is possibly reissued recently. But you can hear a track called Punk Enough. And then after that, something from Dead in the Dirt, a track called Cop off the Blind Hole album that came out in 2013. And they are, let me see, I don't know if they have anything out new recently, but I think this is the most recent album. Has an old pencil-drawn album cover that's very reminiscent of Nick Blanco. His kind of style that appears on their album covers. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Career Suicide.
Yeah. comes up, the moon goes down. This is to inform you that I didn't die young. Age swept past me, but I caught up. Spring has begun here, and each day brings new birds up from Mexico. Yesterday I got a call from the outside world, but I said no in thunder. I was a dog on a short, short chain.
And that was something from Dead in the Dirt, a track called Cop off the Blind Hole album. And Dead in the Dirt are a band out of, I think, Atlanta, Georgia, making some straight-edge hard grindcore. Before that, you heard something from Final Exit, and you heard a track called Punk Enough off the Yumiya album. Before that, out of Toronto, Career Suicide with Suffocate off the Machine Response album. So we'll keep going with some more loud, short, abrupt music, and you'll hear something from Seat Star Sept, a Japanese noisecore band. And then after that, something from the legendary Repulsion. You can hear a track off there. It's their only album. It's called Horrified, and a track called Black Breath. And you'll see some real influence on bands like Black Breath, as well as Toxic Holocaust and Discharge. And they're one of the real early gore grind kind of death. Well, I guess grindcore is as simply as put it. Anyways, you can hear these two tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Seat Star Sept with a track called Sharp.
We'll be right back.
Black Breath by the legendary Repulsion off the Horrified album. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back with more great music next week. Keep it locked for more programming on CHR. The Medicine Show is coming up at 11. So I'm going to leave you with one last track, and this is from the noise artist named Lasse Marhug from Norway. He puts out a lot of noise music, but he was also in a very heavy, just loud metal band called Jazz Camer, and you're going to hear a track off the 2006 album called Metal Music Machine. You'll hear the title track. So keep it locked. More great programming coming up right here on CHR 101.9 FM. This is something from Jazz Camer.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people?